What's Up Fool Podcast. What's Up Fool Podcast with Johnny Roque right here. Because Rodrigo had a gig today at 2 p.m. He would never made it.
I want to see what that gig is.
Damn, 2 p.m.
2 o'clock.
He had to spray a couple of houses.
Is it a corporate gig?
City Hall. He was going to spray City Hall.
City Hall. Oh, my God.
And Lisa right here.
Huge. I look huge in this one. My goodness. You told me this dress wasn't, or the shirt wasn't too big, but it is.
Let me see. On TV, look weird. It's just different. Let me do that. Missy Elliott in that bag.
It looks giant. Well, thank you. That makes me feel
just
so
kidding.
Much better.
I'm going to add comedy to the show.
Talented Missy Elliott.
No, it looks
Missy
good.
Elliott is talented? What are you talking about?
It looks good right there.
Yeah.
You talking shit, Johnny?
No. I love Missy Elliott.
He don't even know who Missy Elliott is.
That's true.
I can.
A young guest might not have know who that is.
Ooh.
He's only 18. Already blowing up, bro, out of East Los Angeles and shit. Him and I were in the same parade, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Did you get somewhere too?
And everybody, I did both of them. We were in the East LA parade, and we were in the other parade, bro. The parade they had for Mexican Independence.
Oh, shit. Is that still in Boyle Heights too?
Did you have on the, when you, a big hand for Jovan Armand, people.
Yeah.
Armand. Like the fucking cologne. It's not like, it's not really a cool
like
name,
Armanda
bro.
Sante.
No, it's not like a, it's like a cologne you want to spray.
Cologne.
What are you wearing, bro? I'm wearing Jovan Armand, bitch. What you wearing, dog? I'm wearing Johnny Rocket. All
top
that shit stays. What are you, Armenian?
Well, wasn't there cologne, a women's cologne brand called Jovan?
Yeah.
Jovan Musk.
Yeah, it's called Jovan Musk.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know, but nice to mention.
I had it.
Avon Page 5.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh, you know what? When I was a kid, like, we used to have parties at elementary school, you know, what was that, 4 years ago for you? And now, you're only 18.
Pretty much.
He's 18 with a bullet. What is that even like, dog? Like, fuck, bro. Let me tell you, dog. Like, you woke up today, Jovan, 18 years old, with no pain, bro. Like, your back was really hurt. Maybe your vocals, you know, from
well, I just got messed up wrist.
Well, you know, I should jerk up a lot, too, when I was 18.
Yeah, like, they make this weird cracking noise no matter what. Like, I can just, you hear that?
Oh.
It's ASMR. They're messed up.
Oh, man. You do a jump rope?
Yeah, for sure. No. In elementary school, I used to play this game called Bloody Knuckles a lot. And you punch the other person's knuckles until
you
give
up. Oh, my God. I forgot about that game.
Yeah, man. So,
but like, you keep your knuckle, like, if you don't know what Bloody Knuckles is, you got to just put your knuckle out there and let the guy punch it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at my knuckles, bro. I lost.
Yeah.
See that there on the side? That's from losing, bro.
Kids would cheat and put quarters in between.
Damn, barbaric shit.
Yeah.
You ever play pencils?
No.
Yeah.
Pencils, bro. Everybody gets their pencil, like a number two, and then we'll like bend it back and try to break each other's pencil. And
that's just messed up.
What I would do, bro, is how I fucked up my teeth. I will bite the pencil to make the end of it sharp, bro. So when it comes down, it's like a fucking axe.
Yeah. Break it.
You do that? My teeth have never been strong enough to bite a fucking pencil. What's wrong? How do you sharpen a pencil with your teeth?
No, you put it in the back of your molar and you bite it hard and you get on the other side, you bite it again, then the eraser smashes.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, the metal thing.
Metal piece.
The metal tip. Then it turns it. Then
you sharpen it.
And then you sharpen it in a cement.
To make
it shape. That shit turns into a little axe. So when you fuck some, you be fucking slicing motherfuckers' pencils like Lord of the Rings. What a mature player, it's old school, man, but we used to play a lot of games. They're all about hitting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever play a game called Camera Action?
What's that?
Oh, man. Camera Action was a game that we played at Utah Elementary. And what happened was, like, let's say the four of us are playing. We'll say, camera. And Lisa has to stay still, bro, because we said camera. And she can't jump out of that stillness until somebody says action, right? So we could be taking clothes off and shit. And then another person goes, action! But it was funny because if you move, you get punched.
those sound like Big Brother games, like asshole Big Brother games.
We played another game called Rubber Donkey, bro.
I heard about Rubber Donkey. Oh, no, you told me about Rubber Donkey.
Well, if you sit down, bro. People get to, you gotta say Rubber Donkey to Jovan because he's playing, Rubber Donkey to Johnny Rocket, Rubber Donkey to Wendy Williams over there.
Wendy Williams.
And and everybody's playing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But just say Jovan did not. I didn't tell Jovan Rubber Donkey. Like, he didn't hear me. I didn't tell to him. The motherfucker sneak up behind me and fuck the shit out of me, bro. Like, fuck up my back. So there was this bully, bro, named Lamar. No. Baby James. No. I forgot his fucking name, bro. But he was a black bully. He was black. Yeah. And he was just like mean, bro. And he used to punk me, right?
Not
I,
Earl.
I was a straight up punk anyways, bro. Like, if you like slap me in the back, I'll just keep walking, bro.
Yeah.
But like, you slap my back neck, I'll just keep walking. Even though I was bigger than you, I didn't want to do nothing, bro. Because I was already getting beat up at home. I didn't want to get beat up again. So this fool was always messing with me, bro. Sam Bennett. His name was Sam Bennett. He ended up being a Crip later on, and I won't run him over with my car, but that's another story. But that fool used to bully me, like, and bully everybody. And I used to be, like, not afraid of him, but I didn't want to mess with him. And every once in a while, like, he'll do something stupid, like, take my juice, and I pretend, like, someone else took it that was smaller than I took it from them, you know? But whatever. So one day, I'm in a classroom, and I farted, bro. Farted, dog. Like,
actually, yeah,
just came, gotcha, bro. It just came out and stunk. I think I had shit in my pants, too. But it stunk. But this fool pointed at me real loud. Real loud, dog. Oh, man. This nigga farted. This nigga straight up fucking farted. And I got embarrassed, dog. So
but you're the only one who heard that.
Only one that heard it so far, right? So I got embarrassed, dog. Like, more embarrassed than him punching me in front of everybody or taking my juice. Before I rushed that motherfucker. Motherfucker! I didn't fucking fart! I didn't fart! Instead of fucking that motherfucker! Punched that motherfucker like 10 times in the fucking face. I didn't fucking fart! I was crying, dog. And then, because I was more embarrassed of being fart guy, bro.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Didn't want to be late.
I
don't want to
be bellow man, bro. I could be the pussy of the fucking neighborhood. I could be the punk ass bitch. I could be the fool that everybody can fuck with, but I'm not going to be fart or shit man, bro.
Not the smelly kid.
I remember, bro, the rage that came into me. It was like the Incredible Hulk, bro. I turned to Shazam. That ever happened to you, Jovan, where you just broke out and you have to just step it up, man. You don't want to be shit man, bro.
No.
That's the only time I did it, bro.
That name will stick with you.
Because I didn't want it to, like, I remember, man, like that fool said, oh, this fool farted. Like, only, like, not that many people heard. Then I was getting mad, right? Because I did fart, you know. I did fart, you know.
You brought that fart over to him.
It was steamy, bro. Like, I could have farted through to him, bro. Yeah. You know? So, I was like the fucking airbender. So, I was so embarrassed. Like, it was hurtful, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, when your dad makes fun of you and you want to fight him, but you can't. You want to punch his ass, but he's holding your head back like this. So, you're punching like crazy. So, I was so embarrassed, but I just rushed that fool, dog. And I fucked that fool up. I was too afraid of him after that, bro. But, you know.
Yeah.
Don't call me fart, man.
You broke, man. You had to do something.
But then after that, man, him and I became like semi-friends. And we ended up fucking fools up too.
Together?
Like, we used to wait for this fool. Because that fool didn't live with him. I guess Sam didn't like him. He was like the other black guy. They were Nathan, and he was like smart, bro. He always had nice shoes. And his mom used to just drop him off right there because his grandma lived there. And we used to wait for that fool after school, like 8 of us.
Damn.
And then, like, we all beat him up.
Jumped him.
Except me, bro.
That's not fair.
Not except me. Except me. I mean, I would just, when they were jumping them, I would, like, punch people and, like.
Like, please make yourself sound better in these stories.
Yeah, he's getting back at people.
Well, I gotta lie, man. That fool, Nathan Payton, was playing a rubber donkey with me, and he had fucked me up already. And he sat down, Jovan, like, he didn't say rubber donkey, and I ran from my seat, bro, and I fucking nailed him, bro, with a double fist in the back, and they took me to the principal's office. They thought we were retards. What the fucking game, rubber donkey?
What's this fucking game, rubber donkey?
You didn't get it.
There's another called Baby Bridges, bro.
What?
Like, if you say a B word, you gotta say Baby Bridges.
Okay.
Was that a Crip game?
No, man. Maybe it was. Maybe it was. We live in a Crip neighborhood.
Yeah, you're all Crips over there. You
see. Yeah, man.
But so they weren't as big a deal.
They did not want to be fart man, bro. Fuck that shit, dog. To this day, dog, like if somebody blames something on me and it's embarrassing, if it ain't me, I go crazy, dog.
Yeah.
No, motherfucker. It ain't me, dick. I did not shit in my pants. Or like they pointed at me. You're sweating, dog. That happened to you?
Oh, it's hot right now. Fuck.
So what's up, Javon? We're back up to you, dog. So about you, dog.
I can't hear
you
myself.
You do a lot of... You can't hear yourself?
No.
At their volume.
Hello? Hello? Oh, yeah. Kind of.
Good. You do a lot of interviews?
Yeah.
You get tired of them?
No. I love them all. Keep them coming.
No, man. You must do the... You must hate the ones that are just repeatedly, like... You gotta sit down and food's just coming in.
Well, there's some where it's like
you're young, man. They're probably throwing 100 interviews at you because you can't say no. Someone as old as me, bro. Hey! Let me tell you one thing, man. I'm not going to go back to LA TV no matter how much money you pay me.
Yeah. No, like some of the interviews, they're really quick and snappy with it, and they'll like try to get answers out of me. Well, this was before the movie was out, so I can't like say anything. Yeah. No spoilers. Like I had a very vague description. And they would just pry and fry, and they're like, so we know you get superpowers in the end. I'm like, oh my God. No, I know that is a reality in the comic book, but in this movie, I'm like, you know, I have to steer away from it, and it's like, you know, but thankfully my PR kind of helped me with that and how to deal with those type of things, and yeah.
Spoilers. We haven't seen Shazam yet.
Oh.
I loved it.
Huh?
I love Shazam.
You watched it? Johnny Rocket watched it.
Hey, man, that Shazam fool is fucking tall in real life, right? Like 6'7".
Zachary? Yeah, he's up there.
Zachary
he's
Levi,
tall, bro.
Oh, man.
You don't go down on that guy, bro. You go up on him.
That guy.
Hey, now. Watch out now. This kid's going to play the little Shazam, bro.
I was going to ask, how do you get his nickname?
Who?
Oh, what?
Johnny Rocket.
That's his name.
Yeah, that's my name. Yeah.
Johnny Rocket. R-O-Q-U-E. Rocket.
Sounds like a stage name.
Huh? So it's like the gourmet version of the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Thank you.
Rocket.
Oh, yeah. Like Johnny Rocket.
Johnny Rocket. Yeah.
But that would be a different word, though.
I wonder if you're the second dude with the last name Rocket, because I knew a guy named Rocket, but I wonder if his last name was Rocket.
I've known several Rockets. That's a common name.
Fuck those fools.
Nah. There's a lot in the Philippines.
Me and this guy named Rocket, that fool, he got caught, he got kicked. He was banned from the LA Zoo for life.
For what?
Who? For another real case.
For letting out the peacocks at the LA Zoo. Bro.
Aren't they allowed to roam freely
They
there?
Roam.
I see them up by the playground all the time when I used to take Isaac there. My son.
Peacocks run around like groupies at Jovan Armand shows, bro.
Chow, 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 chow.
They do something.
I was showing the pretty feathers.
Yeah.
So it was summer camp at the Lord's Mission, bro, and that fool lit up the zoos, lit up the fucking peacocks, and then someone lit up the kangaroos, bro. Because I remember a lot of people from our summer camp got arrested or kicked out of the zoo that day because, one, for letting out the peacocks, two, for chasing kangaroos around the zoo, and three, for taking the peacock feathers down and trying to sell them to the tourists, bro. Like me and the other guys, we were selling the peacock feathers to the tourists for $2, dog.
Wow.
So that summer camp was banned, bro, forever.
That's dope.
I lost two kids now. So you grew up in East Los Angeles?
Yes, born and raised.
Your parents are from there?
My mom, I think, grew up in Bell, but and my father, I don't know, Mexico, somewhere.
Well, let's find this fool, dog.
Yeah, got it.
If you ever need someone to play your dad, bro, we got this fucking guy right here.
Come on, mijo.
He looks just like me.
You can play anybody. Bro, I can't talk about it, how the movie I saw.
Not yet. Okay. Well, you could say some things, not details, though.
You and I went to a couple of premieres, right? Like, we saw, what did we see? We saw fucking that movie, Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
Which I mean, it was fucking badass.
That was good.
And I was watching that shit, man. You know, I could have played, like, the another universe of Spider-Man, man. Like, the hungover one in Mexico.
Yeah.
Spider-Vato. You used to have that joke about kind of the half-assed, lazy superhero, right?
Yeah, I should have a bit. Like, if I was a superhero, I'd be like the superhero that gets there too late, like after everything got fucked up. But I have all the powers, but I just don't get there on time, bro. I fly only like 4 feet up in the sky.
Yeah, 4 feet in the air.
Like who did this?
You bring that joke back.
My enemy was a villain called Mr. Determined. Oh, he gets shit done.
Mr. Determined, I remember that guy.
And I forgot what my name was. My weaknesses were applications. You find yourself like, are you a lazy person or you're motivated? Like you have a routine where you get up at 6 and you work out, go to the sauna.
That's my routine. Okay.
That's the only routine I know. I don't know the routines.
So you hit the sauna.
This fool, man. Get up at 7, look creepy, get a coffee, jog.
Make some creepy video tips on workouts.
That's all.
Yeah, I was looking at your video tips yesterday about working out, and you're like, oh, I'm so out of shape. And I was like, how the fuck is this a video of a tip on working out?
You know, everyone's out of shape.
We're all out of shape. I was like, what? I need a tip. Yeah, there's no tip.
People
here.
Saw that video.
Like 120. No one did anything.
I take back my one view.
I'm going to do a simple video, like how to tie a loop on a shoe.
Mm.
There's already a tutorial on that on SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob had one.
Yeah,
you
do another loop one. Loop de loop and pull. Hey, shoes are looking cool. You ever heard that song?
I think so.
Yeah.
You make your own song to it?
Johnny's realizing how much older he is than 18 now.
I know, man.
He thought he was the young one. Now he's like, wait.
This guy. Wait.
So you used to watch shows like Caillou.
Did your mom ever ban you from watching Caillou?
Did your mom ban you from watching that show?
Because I banned my son from watching it.
What was it called? Caillou?
Caillou.
Caillou, because as they would talk, or someone talk exactly like him.
Well, no, he wouldn't imitate him. He started whining the way Caillou did, because Caillou whined a lot. Remember when he didn't get his way, or he didn't get what he wanted to do?
That explains a lot for me, actually.
And he would just be like, Mom, why? And then I noticed my son was starting to whine a lot, too. And I was like, and I had to talk to his dad. And I was like, we got to stop this Caillou thing. I can't take it anymore. He just wouldn't take no for an answer on anything. It was a whine. But then I read that a lot of other people had banned their kids from watching Caillou, too.
No, my mom. I just watched it. I watched Caillou and
Ni Hao.
Oh, Ni Hao Kai Lan.
How about did you watch
the Wonder Pets? The phone. Wonder the phone
Pets.
Is ringing.
The phone is ringing. Yeah. Listen, that shit would be my fucking dreams, man.
I love that. I know you were, because you were asleep. We had a studio apartment.
He's too young to watch a show called.
He's only 4 years older than Isaac.
I know.
Crazy.
It's a show that my son would watch. It was called Get Ready for Molly. The big, comfy couch.
You just like that because that lady had big boobs.
She did?
Oh, man, what a lesson to learn.
Isn't it that one? You told me it was that one.
Not that one.
The Reading Rainbow. No, it was Big Comfy Couch.
Well, she didn't have big tits.
Or you liked her or something. That's the only reason you watched that show. I know this story. You told me
about it. No.
I like this show too now.
Shusha. Well, she has like pasties on or something.
Yeah, Shusha is like the Rated X Sesame Street of Brazil.
Damn.
You heard of that show?
But no. She's not really Rated X, but it should be.
Chucha?
I don't know if kids should be watching
it. It's a girl in Brazil, and she has a kid show, and she has little ass booty shorts, bro. like you're like, damn, like they're short. And then she has high heels and sparkly hair. And then she sings to the kids a little top.
She's dressed kind of like Lady Gaga a little bit, you know, like, but not as outrageous.
She's kind of like Gloria Trevi, but more cleavage.
She, there was a Simpsons when
threesome scandal with kids.
There was an episode. No. Well, she went to prison. Yeah.
Yeah, Gloria Trevi went to prison because her husband.
Well, that was more kidnapping charge, right?
Yeah, her husband like was grabbing chicks and whatever, man. Yeah. Kind of some Cosby shit, but got arrested.
And she knew about it or whatever, and was not.
Damn.
Was complicit in it.
I know a lot of stories, bro, but they're half stories, okay? Like, I'm the kind of person that doesn't know shit. Like, hey, bro, did you hear about the collusion? And that's all I say, bro. Because that's all I know about the collusion and the fucking.
Mueller report?
And the Mullet reports.
Mullet reports. No, there's a Simpsons episode where they go to Brazil. And I don't know if they call her Shusha.
They call her Susia.
But I mean, I don't know if on the show they call her Shusha or if they use a fake name. But she's Bart is in the hotel room watching this thing. He's like this on the bed, like staring with his eyes wide open. And then it shows what he's watching. Marge is like, "What are you watching, Bart?" He says, "I don't know." And then it's Shusha, and she's going, twisting these pasties on her boobs, like swinging them in front of the kids' faces in the camera. He's hypnotized. It's a great episode.
Shusha is an X, huh? X-U-X-U, huh?
X-U-X-U. X-U-X-A.
Yeah.
X-U-X-A.
Is that your favorite show?
Hell no. It used to be. I used to watch it. This is a creepy-ass show. Why am I watching it again? I can't find it. But anyways, that was it.
I used to watch Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, yeah.
That was my show.
Okay. That's a cool show.
Yeah. That's the twins, right?
Yeah, the two twins.
Here's Shusha. Dude. She's dressed like a schoolgirl right
there.
Here she
has her hair, look. That's a kid's show, bro.
It's like Double Dare or Can't Do That on Television or something.
Oh, that's what's... He's on a show?
Damn! That's what's his name?
That's something... Ed Alonso.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Saved by the Bell.
What's that little kid doing right there? He's kind of crazy.
He's
going
nuts. That's,
he's going sick on me.
That's
mode.
Rodrigo Neal Little at the rally.
Yeah, she has like thigh high boots on and everything. There's no cleavage in this one. No.
She's just slapping.
It's the American version then.
Yeah, that's the American version. It was the American version.
Slapping her elbow.
Yeah, to go international.
That's how you get it going.
Get a chucha over here on the podcast.
That's what I do on my shows. Right, what? Before I hop on stage, I'm like. And then, I gotta make sure I get ready.
So you're getting into rap, and in addition to your acting, right?
Yeah.
Have you done performances and records and stuff? Or not records anymore. They don't call them records.
Records.
Songs and stuff.
No, yeah. I got a couple songs out. I got my EP out that dropped last year. It's called Basic. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, everything.
You go under Jovan Armand when you're rapping too.
Okay. Same as my acting. I just felt like it was just.
You're not like Childish Gambino.
Does he have two different names?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Donald Glover as an actor.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And comedian and everything.
I just thought they were two separate people. That's why, sorry. Just like The Rock and Dwayne Johnson. They look so similar. It's kind of crazy.
I changed my name too when I'm out of town when I change to a hotel.
Oh, yeah, as you should.
Gabriel John Iglesias. Wesley.
You should change it to Gabriel Iglesias when you check in.
What's his name? Pablo Julia changes his name. He checks in to John Wesley. And I told him,
"Who's John Wesley?"
I told him, "That's a comic in Texas."
Oh,
okay.
Like, I gotta change it then. You ever change your name when you check in somewhere? What's your name?
No, I just usually go by Jovan Armand. Everything.
I don't think you can do it anymore in this day and age. You're looking for that dongle thing.
Dongle.
Dingle dongler. Oh, you have an Android, so you're special. You have an aux.
Yeah.
I have the aux.
I don't know why.
It must be nice.
Apple users put up with that bullshit, losing the auxiliary.
It's the Apple XS Max.
And then, now you got to buy a $15 dongle as well.
I gave up on iPhone. They want me to join. Fuck that shit.
What did you join?
This is the Jovan Armand Foreign.
Foreign. Bye. Have you heard this song before?
Huh?
You heard this song before, right?
Yeah.
Hey, who got the foreign? I got the foreign, yeah. Who got the foreign? I got the foreign, yeah. Who she a foreign? I got the foreign, yeah. She know I'm the man when I pull up in a foreign.
We're on that Adidas game, me and Jovan, motherfuckers. They were sponsors when they even made it to sponsors. Did you write your stuff? We have a producer.
I have a producer, but I write everything myself.
Producers don't write your stuff.
Really? I thought
they
write
the beat. Yeah,
the
melody line or whatever.
Maybe you're probably getting bombarded by your man. Jovan got the beats.
Damn.
Wear my t-shirt.
No, actually, yeah. There's a couple people that are like, "Hey, bro, we got beats for clearance sale here, this and that." And I'm like, "What? Okay."
You could buy beats like that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, no, they're smart though, because those SoundCloud rappers are like kids that just mess around that will buy beats for like $20. So.
And you don't even know also if they've used it for some other song.
Well, some of them lease it. Some of them lease it, and then for the rights, it's like $200 or something.
Uh-huh. So if you want to actually make it on your album or it starts to go somewhere or whatever, then you have to pay the rights. Or
yeah.
Yeah, music is weird today.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we have to pay. We had to pay rights for your special for you to sing "Sweet Caroline."
Yeah.
And just Enchanted. The words "Sweet Caroline," we had to pay $8,000 for that.
Wham.
And for you to sing "Chente," "Volver, Volver, Volver," just volver. Those two words.
Volver.
That was $5,000.
And they almost got me for the Elvis impersonation.
And I said, "We're not." I said, "If they want to sue us, they can." He didn't even impersonate him. He just said, "No, you did. No, you didn't even say he ain't nothing but a hound dog." You didn't say that. Right. You said something in Spanish.
Right.
You just mentioned Elvis's name and then did a deep voice.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think they're going to sue us on that. So we'll take the risk. I'm not paying. I'm not trying to check with the Elvis estate if he can do that. But they said that Elvis's estate, his wife and his daughter, have to approve every... Elvis impersonator in the country.
Wow.
Around the world.
That's deeper than Kim Kardashian blocking that girl who looked like Kim Kardashian
like her,
from being.
She was
model.
Like a catalog model, yeah,
what?
That they were using. She was trying to block her from getting work as a model because she looked like her and people were using her because she looked like her.
I don't
and
have
she,
my context in.
She's like, oh, you just.
My PR is trying to show me something, but I don't have my context in. So I'm like squinting.
I couldn't even
like,
see that part.
I'm like, what?
Lisa, what was that crazy story?
What story?
The one you said you were going to bring up.
Oh, it was an article about Denali Park and global warming and how there are, because of the global warming, they're having a longer warm season, so the snow's going to start to melt.
Oh, shit, up in the
Denali,
mountains.
In Denali State
Park. Check this
Park.
Out, bro.
This is in Alaska.
You like this, man. Because yeah. I know me and you, we like taking shits.
For sure.
In Denali State Park in Alaska. So the thaw period is longer, so more of the mountain is going to thaw out.
So there are people who...
And there are people who have shit over the years along the mountain
and it's been
as they've been hiking.
Forever.
It's been frozen.
Wow.
So now it's all going to thaw out. It's 66 tons is what they're estimating.
Up
there
tons
of poop.
Is that all you?
That was
tour.
Last...
That's how much the fluffy tour both ways.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Any tour, I guess. Not just that one.
All the stuff that comes out of the tour bus? Oh, yeah. That's nasty. You were shooting.
There's more shit left behind in fucking Coachella than
yeah,
mountain.
Oh, yeah. You were shooting a TV show last week, and we walked onto set earlier this week. And it was early in the morning. It was 6:30 in the morning. And so they were using that time to clean all the toilets in the trailers. So it was a big industrial hazmat truck hooked up with a big hose to each trailer, their like output thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just sucking all that stuff out and processing it. And the smell that was hovering over that part of Boyle Heights was just, it was disgusting.
What was funny was that the guy that was doing that job, he went to craft service and got a breakfast burrito.
Ew.
he was sitting up by his truck eating it, dog.
Yuck.
Like a soldier.
Oh, man. They're washing nut.
I bet you not his first craft store he's been to. Huh?
Oh no, definitely not.
No, he's probably
He was the first one there, bro.
Can you imagine? I mean, it's a payday for the guys whoever owns those hazmat or waste companies and have to clean up Coachella. But can you imagine that's your job and you know going there there's going to be a ton of shit like to clean up that Monday or whatever.
That guy from.
I just not want to go to work.
Movie, I wonder, like, his brother.
Yeah. He's like, every time somebody takes a shit, cha-ching, cha-ching,
cha-ching.
Because he owned those porta potty company.
Well, that's a business, like, somebody doesn't think about doing it, but once you jump into it, it's dirty, but you make money.
Yeah.
Bro, but you know,
because nobody else wants to do it or
like
knows how to do
see,
it.
See, bro, that's if I was a farm man, people would have come in the shit man later, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that fool, dog. Put me all you want, but don't be that. I'm not going to be shit, man.
So which did you start first, acting or rapping?
I started acting when I was 8 years old.
Oh, what were you on?
Huh?
What was the first thing you were on?
I did like a school film project thingy. I forget what they're called. Student film. It was called La Sorpresa. It was about this old dude. Well, my grandpa in the thing. It was his birthday, and it was a surprise. There was supposed to be a surprise party, and there was a cake. And throughout the whole, like, skit, I would be, like, sticking my finger in the cake, trying it, and I'm like, ooh, I like it. And then I come back, and then I eat the whole thing. And then he comes home, and then I open the door, and I'm like, surprise! And that was a skit. That was my first role. pretty good.
And then what you got?
And then just a couple more student films, some extra work, background work, and just kind of worked my way up. I got some guest star roles here and there. My first like project that really was memorable was some of the short films I did. So I did Chubb, and that went to the Miami Film Festival. I think also
Chubb.
Yeah.
Who did that movie?
Me and some other people. It was so long ago. I know the director, Samuel Adelis.
You were a kid though, but you were smaller, right?
Yeah, I was like 15, 14.
No, I'm trying younger. To see the same movie I saw though. But there's an actress who's big in the movie, right? A woman?
Yeah.
Isn't that the girl from Aerosmith's daughter?
Maybe.
Liv Tyler?
Liv Tyler?
I don't know.
Not the show.
I think it is.
I don't know. I'm terrible with names.
Well, I get excited when I think I'm right.
You got IMDb on you?
And it's slower when I know I'm wrong.
Jeopardy answers.
C-H-U-B-B?
Yeah, C-H-U-B.
Oh, B.
Yeah. It was a short film.
I'm thinking like Chub Rock. That's two Bs.
Yeah, that was a while ago. And then I also did another one called Drowning, which that one was really cool. And it was actually kind of traumatic for me as well because I was pushed into a pool when I was younger. So they had to...
Me too, man.
Yeah, so they had to push me, like, really to get a shot, and I was so scared. Like you think about it, it's, like, kind of dumb, but, like, I was scared, and I was just sitting there. I was like, you guys are getting one take, and then I'm never doing this again. And I was just sitting there.
Can you swim, though?
Yeah, it's just, like, that initial panic, you know?
But yeah, especially being pushed in, you don't...
Yeah, so, and then at the time when I was younger, I couldn't swim. And he didn't know that, the person. So don't bash on him. His name is... Just kidding.
My first time... I didn't know how to swim, man, and I was in my local swimming pool, Pecan Pool, in Pecan Park on First Street in Boyle Heights. Dude, you know how, like, how you go swimming, dog, and, a big pool, the lifeguard has to take a big-ass dive to come get your ass?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our pool was wide, so the fucking, my fucking lifeguard, he didn't even jump in to save me, my fat ass, bro. He got that big ass hook and dragged my big ass to the shallow end, dog. And he never got up, bro.
That's he didn't even get up.
I was like, ah! I was drowning.
And then you're just like,
because I was hanging on to the rope, and I think that bully dude let go of the rope. Mm. And he let go of the rope.
Was Sam Bennett again?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
And I was trying to, I was almost drowning, and that fool, the lifeguard, some fool with long hair, he was cool, though. He fucking got the hook, and he dragged me to the rope. He goes, stay in the shallow end! So he...
Know your place.
What's worse than when you can't swim, and the lifeguard knows you're big ass, or your skinny ass, or your ugly ass, you know? He knows you can't swim. So I would try to swim when that fool's not there, in the deep end. But then that fool will come back, and I'll be like, but I didn't really swim, bro. I was like a little loser-ass kid that was just hanging onto the rail, bro.
Yeah, just
sticking his bad, and then letting go and hopping back on, holding his breath, holding onto the rope, but never in the middle, bro. Like, dude, fuck the middle. I'll drown. So when that fool told me to swim back and forth to see if I could swim, fool, I only swim back and forth one time, and my fat ass started... I should have took my time, bro.
Yeah, there's no
I thought it was a record.
No.
I thought they were timing me. You know, you're a little kid, you try to kick the ball hardest, you try to run the fastest, you think these shoes are the ones that are going to do it?
Yeah.
For real, man, you didn't even know that running takes practice, you know, like, to get better. So I thought it was the shoes all the time. So I thought new shoes are going to do it. I'm going to kick the ball harder. Nah, it never happened, dude. So he told me to swim back. And I made it. Yay! I did it all fast. Then I tried to swim back fast. Didn't make it again, bro. Hook. Hook.
Isaac was, when we were going to the public pool, when we were going to the public pool in Los Feliz before we moved into our house, Isaac was trying to take that test to go, because he's a good swimmer, but he hated being watched and tested, right? Mm-hmm. So he couldn't do it. He would like go lopsided, or he would like lose his energy before he returned to the other side. And he had such anxiety about passing this test that he said, forget it, I'll just stay in the shallow end until I'm like 15. But I was like, we moved into a house with a pool though after that. But yeah, he hated that.
I had an advantage over the kids because I had a long torso, so I could tippy toe, bro. When I tip it to my head, will stick out.
Yeah.
He could probably see, though, from his vantage point. He could see your legs are dangling.
But that was really embarrassing, bro, because the hook.
Oh, I'm just showing
like
you.
Not at the Apollo.
Yennefer Behrens was the woman in.
What's up? Yeah. Boom! So that's it. Get back to you because you're an important guest. We're trying to promote you and your movie, Shazam!
Shazam!
Man, when you go to audition, bro, do you have to audition with a lot of people who look like you or older than you? Like, do you ever like, see like Gabriel Iglesias types? Yeah. Or like the little boy from Modern Family? Nick Guerra or Dustin Ibarra?
Nick.
Sometimes it's the opposite.
Sometimes they throw you in there, man.
Well, they do. Sometimes they just want to see all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what
they're supposed to. Those are the best, man. When they want to see a bunch of people, and then they break it down to the bunch of people that actually know how to act, then the bunch of people who look at the person
who have the right look,
for,
yeah.
And then the person that we could actually book.
Yeah, sometimes they have no idea what they're looking
sometimes
for.
Sometimes they book
you
only because your mom knows somebody in the business, bro. Like if your mom, like they say your mom knew somebody, right? Johnny, you say your mom knew people, right? They're not cholos, you know?
Yeah.
Or pastors or ex-drug addicts.
Ex-people she used to extort.
And she like she goes to have restaurant with executives. Like they're their friends. And then one day she goes, yeah, so my son Johnny auditioned for this role at Warner Brothers and... Who is it? Emily, the casting director, turned her down. Oh, really? So, the guy from Warner Brothers, they're like, he don't even know who the fuck Emily is.
Yeah.
He don't know who the fuck Johnny is. But he don't like his business being thrown in that conversation. So, that motherfucker makes a phone call and puts Johnny in the fucking movie, dog.
Fuck.
So, the next time they have a conversation, oh, guess what? Johnny actually got the part because the other actor couldn't do it.
I like this fantasy.
I saw that Mad Men, bro. I saw that in an episode of Mad Men.
Damn.
It's my new show right now.
We're watching Mad Men.
They call me Don Scraper because I like scrape. they call me Don Scraper because I like tacos. You like tacos?
Yeah,
we have a fucking Marranos, bro, on our show who love...
Marranos?
What?
No, I'm just laughing at that.
Because they eat a lot, yeah, bro. Like, no, like, they're dirty ass dudes, bro. Like this boy right here.
Oh, man.
You know what? Because people like tacos, bro. But my mom used to make tacos like kind of. I mean, we didn't make tacos. Dude, you made a taco. It
became you made a taco out of leftovers.
Yeah, it was
usually,
like,
yeah.
And my mom would have the carne asada right there, bro, cooking. Onions and shit, whatever, tomatoes, a jalapeno burning. Damn. And you flip. And then she would put like the tortillas to cook in between the carne asada.
Mm.
And then you know that shit gets nice and greasy, bro. And the little pieces of
you
meat.
You lay it in the same pan.
Little pieces of meat start falling off the carne asada. And that's the scrape, bro. Don scrape.
Oh, scrape. Get it all crunchy.
Get it all crunchy, bro. Like, it's like a, you get crunchiness of the leftovers, bro, of fucking burned sausage that was there, burned chorizo.
You get all the
burned
flavors
chicken,
of
bro.
Yeah.
Burned chicken is always good. And burned ends of the carne asada. Burn ends of the fucking shrimp or whatever fish you put in there. Damn, bro. You put some hot sauce in there, bro. It's fucking barbecue sauce. Break out with two pimples the next day, bro. You know that shit's good.
On your chin.
You like eating good? Like, what's your favorite food?
I would say just spicy chicken wings. Hot wings.
Oh, man.
My son's favorite.
And pad thai, too.
Bro, you ever go to Monterey?
No, yeah? Morro Bay.
Shit, I'm wrong already. Please stop, please.
So that's where the
it's not Monterey. It's Morro Bay. It's a Thai place called Thai Bounty.
Thai Bounty.
It's shaped like a ship, like a boat. Oh, wow. But they're right there by the water. It's a little like
it's
fishing
the best
town. Little nice little sea town. But
nice and greasy with peanuts on
they're
top.
They're basic. They're pad Thai.
That's how they do it.
I know pad Thai is basic everywhere, but this pad Thai is the bomb, and it's worth just getting that. It's so good.
Just
I never had such a good time.
Just eat it there, man. If you ever take Johnny, just don't eat it. Johnny will fuck around and fuck up the pad thai and put like a French roll in it and shit.
Oh, I put everything in it.
I hate when people start messing with something that you recommended to them.
That's him.
And then it tastes bad to them. And it's like, I don't make it like that. Why did you order it like that?
I don't eat it with egg rolls, bro.
I told my friend one time in New York, it was this sandwich place. I said, these sandwiches are so good. And then I told him what kind I get. And I said, I'm going out to that place again. You want me to get you one? He said, yeah, but don't get this on it and this on it and this on it. And I was like, all right. So I brought it back. And he said, man, I didn't like that sandwich. I said, you didn't get anything on it. You took everything off. So you ruined the love of that sandwich.
You got a lengua taco.
What's wrong with you?
What's up, fool? How was you been to Tacoma, Washington, dude. Seattle?
Nah.
We just came back from Tacoma, crazy. Washington.
Nice.
One of the best foods I ever had was in Tacoma, Washington. I went to a vegan restaurant called Quickie 2. And it had a Quickie vegan two? Reuben sandwich.
That shit was good.
What did you have?
Had
we had a vegan salad. We had a vegan carne asada salad. It was fucking delicious.
Carne asada?
Oh, the mac and cheese was good. The
one,
whole thing.
One of my friends puts ketchup in her mac and cheese.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
That's weird. It was so, I guess it's normal in Canada.
You must be from Ohio, huh?
I don't put ketchup in my mac and cheese.
She's from Toronto.
See, that makes more sense. They don't know how to eat in Canada.
Yeah, ketchup
chips. You got Frenchies and Brits up
but they
there.
Put mayonnaise on the fries over there.
Frenchies and that. That's the
Le
French. That's the French thing.
Le Ton Horn. Nothing wrong with that. Monsieur.
That's more of a Belgian thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love that that's your French.
Remember that guy? We had a French guy driving us, remember?
Oh, yeah. He was just like, because we asked him, what do you do? And he's like, you know, we say what's up, fool, just like everybody else.
Then I just fake the rest. You know, speak any other language? Language
Spanish.
Of love.
You speak Spanish fluently?
Poquito.
And when you were on Shameless, what was that like, bro?
Shameless? Oh, that was a while ago, man. I was like 9 or
something.
Ah! Yeah, I had long hair, like around your length, too. It was up to my shoulders.
Who did you play, man?
I was just some random kid who goes up to this ice cream truck, because I guess they had an ice cream truck, but it was actually selling like alcohol and drugs or whatever. So I go up to it, and I'm like, 2 buds and a spliff, please. And that's it. Remember that? Some people, like, it's funny, because...
You ordered that? Your character ordered that?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was at the time.
A little kid? That's funny.
I didn't know what it was at the time.
You just said the words, huh?
Yeah, I was just like 2 buds and a spliff.
I think sold weed on a web series. Too.
That's true. We had my son on a web series that we made. It was a stupid little web series. The 2-minute episodes. He was a drug dealer. That's funny.
When they said spliff, I thought it was a gun or something. Can I have 2 buds and a spliff?
But Wrigley's, bro.
Spliffs aren't all they're cracked up to be.
No, they're not.
It's tobacco and weed. It sucks.
So you were just 9? Did you audition for that? Did your mom put you in acting classes? Like drag you around to a lot of auditions?
Yeah, like what did you
I did some acting classes early on, but they were just like they weren't anything special, so I kind of stopped doing them. But then after I got my agent, she sent me out for a lot of these things, and I think I did audition for it.
Who's your agent?
At the time, it was I don't want to give her promo, but she's not my agent no
fuck
more.
That bitch. Yeah,
not my promo.
I tell an agent too, man. That's
a manager,
a manager or an agent.
Manager.
He specified in kids.
Specialized, yeah.
And animals.
He was an agent. You're right.
I was competing with a monkey, bro.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Well, that was weird because I asked him. I asked the company, him and the head of the company. I said, "How much experience do you guys have in development?" Because we wanted to start developing a sitcom. And they're like, "Well, you know, some blah blah blah." The vague answer. They sold me on staying with them, fooling me into thinking they knew about development. And then I sat in that meeting. We sat in that meeting about homes. Remember?
Yeah.
And I realized these guys don't know shit, and they know less than I do about development. And we left them immediately.
We were with another manager, man, and one of them that fool didn't know like he don't know no showrunners, bro. He don't know shit, bro. Like you guys know showrunners? I we should have just left right there.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know any showrunners, we're going to get nothing done ever, right?
No.
He's going to keep me at 10% for not giving me a showrunner.
He's going to get 10% of just everything. He was your manager, so you get 10% of everything.
Yeah.
Even shows that you're booking, even your live shows.
Well, yeah.
Damn.
He's not booking any of that.
That's one thing about having a
manager gets
at,
like
at
the
my
overall.
Point, at my level, was because we already had an agent, right? APA first.
Mm-hmm.
Tim.
You had 2 agents. You had a booking agent and talent agent.
So he saw the contract before first. And then he'll give it to the manager to give it to me. What are the manager going to say? Give me more money? It's against the law.
Yeah.
He can't ask for no money.
No, managers can't do any
manager. Any manager who asks for more money should be thrown in jail and get whipped by by a bunch of scripts.
It's actually illegal
They couldn't deliver to anybody, bro.
Yeah, it's actually illegal for managers to book you on work, you know. What your first manager was doing was a no-no, that you didn't have an agent at the time. So that's all she could do to get you work, so.
I remember one time, man, I got a movie deal on my own, and then she was all pissed off that I didn't tell her, bro. Like, what are you going to do? Give me more money? I already got my AGs.
Damn. It's in your pocket.
Bro, let me tell you, man, how desperate I was, Joe Biden. I mean, I wasn't born with talent like you. I had to work. Like, dang. My mom would not, like, my mom, like, you're so fortunate, man. Like, and I always tell people, like, who have kids as young as you, mm-hmm. that want to be actors. I said, like, one time this lady had a thing. I want to promote my daughter. She wants to get these acting classes. If I get 50,000 followers, it's going to be $400 instead of $1,200. I told her, listen, miss, you can take your own fucking photos and just send your shit to your own agent. You're going to pay no money. Mm-hmm. Has anybody offered you in the beginning of that shit? Like,
yeah, scammed.
You got scammed?
No, there was Tell definitely.
Tell us a scam, bro. We go no.
Yeah, when I was first starting, because I've been wanting to do this since I was 4 years old, but my mom was a little hesitant to put me into it. And then at 8, when I started, there was this program that we heard on the radio, and it was like, get your kids on Hannah Montana in
the show. It's like Sulep with Zach
and Cody. And then I was like, Mom, call that number. Damn.
So it's you. That's you really good, wanted bro. To fuck be yeah. there and that's, do that.
That's awesome.
So my mom called the number, and we showed up, and they took her to a separate room. They put me in this other room with a bunch of kids, and they said, we're going to have them in an acting class. So it was like a little class, right? But all they did was we played Hot Potato.
And they just wanted to see
and like Duck Duck Goose.
They wanted to see your personality.
If for sure. And then they took my mom in the separate room, and then she comes back, and she says that they wanted $6,000 to start
for
a meeting with the casting director.
Oh, no way.
And then $16,000.
Jesus Christ!
I've seen that video. Jesus Christ!
We're trying to have him on the podcast.
Are you actually?
Yeah, you should come in with him, bro.
His availability is a little weird.
He needs to be
weird.
My hype man. He's in Modesto. For my tour. I need him to be in the corner. Jesus Christ! Who got the foreign?
He'll
Jesus
do
Christ!
It.
Yeah, they do it.
But yeah.
So 6 G's, my man?
6 G's. And then they bumped it up.
They what do the papers say they're going to provide besides a manager?
Casting director.
They're getting
meetings,
you to meet the casting director.
And get you on a show.
Let me tell you, bro.
These are all lies, by the way.
Have you ever casted anything?
Oh, no.
Like, you never did a video and you casted your friends?
Yeah,
you're
shit
casting
like that.
Director, bro.
There's but your now. Meeting.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, put a show together?
Yeah.
You're a showrunner, dog.
That's simple. People don't know.
That's how simple it is. You know, like everything that he could do, like you're not gonna $6,000 not gonna get you Judge Apatow.
And that was just to meet the casting director, like to get an audition. Like that's
crazy, man.
And then for their whole program, it was $16,000 total for everything.
Including like acting classes, headshots,
the meetings they would take.
Whenever you go to a place where you're looking to be a model, an actor, anything like that, don't pay anything. You don't need professional headshots at first. You don't need any of that stuff.
You don't need no
first.
Comedy class, man.
You
just
don't need any comedy classes, nothing like that. You gotta try and do
they,
it.
They were finessing everybody. Like, they had the thing. It said actors, singers, dancers, models, everybody. Like,
there was a bunch of people, huh?
There was a lot of people there.
They'll grab somebody, man.
No, for real. And mm-hmm. I think it was called.
Hey, there were people who actually were signed up right there with checks, huh?
Wait, what was mm-hmm. it? I
act?
I've seen those. You know what? One of your fans was asking about that, and I said, I don't know about this program. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, and because she was asking for advice on her daughters, and I was like, I said, first of all, it sounds more like you are interested in this than your daughters. If they're not really interested in it, I wouldn't push it. I said, but if they're interested in it, I don't know if that I would go this route because it's asking for money and all this stuff. And she's like, well, it's not that much. And they said they would give us a discount after I said no. And I said, well, that's because they want to scam you.
Yeah, that's because that's how they do it.
Yeah, they're negotiating down.
They'll pretty much break it down to
get
to
whatever.
Two G's, huh?
Yeah, because if five people pay that, one person pays the whole $16,000, and the rest of the people pay six, and then maybe a couple, they get down to two. That's a lot of money for like a week's work, right? Meeting people and talking to kids.
That's just one scam. We met a chick that had a scam going on. I don't know. We were out of town with Rodrigo Torres. You saw that woman,
Yeah.
And we were like in Nashville, no?
North Carolina.
And then she said she flew up from California to audition people in North Carolina.
In a hotel, right?
In a, like hotel,
a hotel
room.
Conference
this
room.
This girl did not. We invited her to the show. And she didn't buy a drink. She didn't buy anything. She didn't pay to get in. And then she was just trying to like talk to people, you know? Yeah. And then all she did was fly, you know, like just a regular woman who knows the business, went out there and did like probably bogus auditions. Audition people grabbed all the cash. She might recommend one kid, but still, what a cash cow, you know what I mean?
And then she's gone.
And then she goes to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She goes to Ohio, wherever it is, bro. And it's an investment, bro.
Yeah, sorry, that was Nashville.
Investment?
Well, because North Carolina.
Oh, we mean from her.
Yeah.
On her part. She's investing in, yeah, but very little in.
Very little.
Because she gets a lot of cash.
And then she might get like a little, she, if she knows a radio station or a podcast, she'll go on it and
yeah.
lie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, podcast is easy. Yeah.
16,000, man. What'd your mom say? Hell no.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not paying that. Like, she was like, mijo, your dreams, I support them, but I'm not paying.
So how did you start your very first, how did you get into like your first professional booking? How did you get it? Was it like a casting call, like a cattle call where everybody shows up and you don't have to have an agent? Or did you get an agent first? Yeah, man. Like, how'd that all work?
There was this other program that we signed up for, which it was like, I think it was only 200. And you go in and they work with you. It's kind of like a workshop. They'll work with you on some scenes and how to do it and then kind of prepare you, because then they'll do a meeting with a couple agents later on. So they'll have a bunch of kids audition, walk into the room, audition, leave. Or sit down and then keep going and going and going. And there's three to five agents sitting at tables with like headshots, and they'll take one if they like you or whatever. And then
so it's kind of like a showcase with several agents.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So then there was these two ladies that wanted me, and they kind of were fighting over who got to pick me for the agency, and then they left it up to me to choose, and I just chose the one on the left, and that's where I went.
Did you ever go to an audition and you wanted it real bad, and you didn't get it, and then your mom cried on the way home and said,
No, it was the opposite. It was the opposite. I was the one that was crying.
Oh, man.
It's funny because
as a child, man.
As a kid, it's harder.
You must be heartbroken, though. Cause
it hurts as an adult, right?
Yeah.
Then you see the dude who got it, fuck that fool. You hit him for life.
No, for real, it's funny because when I was a kid, I auditioned for this thing and they liked me and they said, "Oh, you're so cute, you're so talented." But I didn't speak Spanish fluently enough for the role because it was on Univision, and they were like, "We love him, blah blah blah," all in front of me, and then they called my agent or my mom later and we were like, "We don't want him."
Yeah, it's
hard. And then my mom told me that, and I started bawling in the car, and then she just like the chola she is, she goes, she's like, "Are you done?" Okay, because that's the last time you're crying, or else I'm not taking you to any more auditions.
Wow. That's painful, man.
Yeah, and it's true, because you're going to get like 100 no's. And if you sit there and cry and complain about it, like, you know, that's wasting time.
And it also affects your future auditions. If you take them so hard, you're going to be stressed and worried about the next one instead of being lighthearted. You know, I think it was George Clooney who said he started getting booked when he stopped caring. Before he went into the audition, you know, like I stopped caring and I didn't think about it. I was like, I'm not going to get it. Whatever. I don't care. I'm just going to go and do it.
Nothing worse for him.
Well, that was, this is before.
I don't even know the lines.
Didn't
know anybody.
But, yeah. No, I mean, stop caring.
Him, man. Like,
stop.
Fucking Joe Diaz then.
That's Corey Holcomb. Corey Holcomb gets his way that. He doesn't remember any lines.
You know what they do? Not even knowing the lines. Hey, how you doing, man? And he just charmed.
He tells jokes.
I don't even read the lines.
He distracts us.
This is embarrassing, man. But you ever watch that show on BBC, on Netflix, called Extras?
No.
With Ricky Gervais. And there's a scene in that show where they want him to play like this character in a play. And when they get there, he's there with his manager, right?
Yeah.
When they get to the casting director, right in front of his face, I don't want this guy. I want Tim. Well, Tim is not here. Tim couldn't do it because he broke his leg. I want Russell. Well, Russell couldn't do it because he was like, I want Bill Lemke. Then his manager goes, hey, that's my client. I'm right here. I'll call him right now. And he goes, I want Jerry too. That's my other client. You couldn't get a hold of him? Hold on. I have his phone number. Fuck, I lost the phone number.
Damn.
But what a worst manager, bro.
That's funny. Somebody said you auditioned for the Fluffy movie too?
Me? Yeah, I actually, I did.
How does Mario know that?
I don't know.
He knows what you auditioned for.
How did you not get it, bro?
No, I don't.
You auditioned for the little kid.
You have too much hair.
Probably.
You auditioned for the little kid in the video store?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I remember that.
Wow.
Because I know the kid that got it because I've seen him at a couple auditions before for like the Nickelodeon stuff. And, you know, big ups to him. You know, that's awesome. He killed that role. And then I know... There was this other thing that wasn't related, but it was like a stand-up skit of Gabriel Iglesias that I did where they actually put a wig on me because I had really long hair at the time. And I did one of his famous skits, or his jokes were about the game thing or the
Dance
Dance Revolution, that thing.
That's good, bro.
Yeah,
good.
I was like, shit.
Dance Dance Revolution. Need to do all that, yeah.
We don't need no glove, Fluffy. We got you done. You do a sketch, bro. You just look like Fluffy. I dress up like myself.
It's so funny. You want to
be Martin.
You want to tell the story of him and Jackie last weekend or whatever?
Yeah, tell it. Some guy, a fan hits me up, bro, on
Facebook.
On Facebook, but this guy is Jackie Escalera.
He's an old
guy
friend
of his. He's the guy that introduced me to stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's the one that busted out the Bill Cosby album on his Fisher-Price. Like, the first time I ever heard stand-up was in his garage. And I remember
you were both
so,
kids, yeah.
So he ended up giving me that album. So this guy doesn't know, like, he don't know.
He doesn't know who he is.
Nobody knows anything about stand-up comedy, you know, just they just know he's a comic, we're all comics. They don't know no beefs.
Yeah.
They don't know personal shit. Workings. And whenever people approach me and say, you're the guy that used to work with Fluffy. Yeah, man. What's up, man? How's Fluffy? Bro, he's out there making millions, bro. I'm over here making hundreds.
Yeah.
But, you know, I make a joke about it, you know. Like, I don't let nobody know shit. So Jackie Escalera saw Fluffy. He was signing
autographs. He's at Starbucks.
He was signing autographs at Starbucks.
Taking selfies with people.
Weight Watchers, probably.
Come on.
Taking my workout, too.
But, no, Jackie said, he said, so.
He saw Fluffy.
What's up with Felipe? And he said. He said his face turned, and he goes, man, bro, any name but that name.
And he walked away.
And then he walked away, and he doesn't know. He thinks this is a fan. Are you walking away from a fan because they brought up somebody's name
bro.
And you don't like?
They're your fans, bro.
Like, you had a falling out. Nothing. You had a falling out, but he doesn't need to spread that to the fans, but he
understand.
Does.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Jesus.
Everybody, send him a message. Tell him. Give me some Fluffy, bro. Talk to him right now.
Talk about Fluffy?
Yeah.
What's the thing in it? Well, yeah.
See, I left my virginity in Tucson.
So you can smell it, huh?
Damn.
See, I left my virginity in Tucson.
No, don't say that.
Say it, bro.
Don't say that.
Say what?
Don't
say
that.
I left my virginity in Tucson.
Don't bring him into this.
No.
My DC contract, bro. You're auditioning for my next special, bro. Because my next special, I'm going to do it like...
He's an innocent.
I'm going to do it like...
I show up to the audition, I don't even know the
I'm
lines.
I'm going to do it like fucking straight Compton, you know, when fucking Ice Cube is shooting the fake Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
What's another line?
We can't do that.
Too much attention, bro. Too much attention. I'd rather just get Eric Estrada. I saw a movie, bro, that we're going to talk about next week. You probably go to the... Are you going to a movie premiere tomorrow?
Which one?
For Chicano?
No, it's next Tuesday. I don't know.
Wendy?
Is he going to the premiere for El Chicano?
I don't know if Veronica's...
Wendy, what's up, man? I need your son to come over and fix my bike.
Yeah.
Our publisher says Supersonics, Wendy, and
Veronica.
Man, if you ever need advice or you have $100, you can talk to them about...
$100?
You can talk to them for 30 minutes about how to get into the business.
For $5,000, they can introduce you to Felipe, and you can.
And anybody right here who's thinking about being a publicist, if you're shy, get the fuck out of here with that shit. if you hate being the bad guy, this job is not for you.
Yeah, it's no fun.
Like if someone gives you a look like this fucking bitch, why is she bringing this guy to me? You're not in the right business. This business is cold hearted, bro. Like, we got publicists fighting other publicists.
Yeah.
Like, you show up right there, and another publicist talking to your client, like, hey, what the fuck are you doing, Nate? I could get up to the same movie you could, bitch. Better seats. I got this guy a fucking lukewarm Coke, bitch.
Lukewarm Coke?
You ever get there, bro, Coke. And you're fucking, you go do a movie or a TV show, and your fucking trailer, and the other actor that's supposed to leave is still in there?
That's never happened to me.
Oh, man.
What actors? What?
You know how you leave your trailer.
Mm.
See, like me, like when I was supposed to leave,
I was supposed to
leave at 11,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still there till 1.
Were they using it right away?
No.
Oh.
Well, they would have knocked.
Yeah.
Mr. Esparza, we need your trailer. One time I left when I was doing Taco Shop, the movie. I was like going through stuff, bro. Right. So I took the meanest dub of the millennium, bro. And it was they could have called me shit, man, after that one. but it was. I took it. I had the little. I didn't have like the star trailer with two doors, bro. I had the. You know, I had the little trailer where sometimes the toilet is under the seat, but I had a little tiny toilet, bro. So I took a dump, and when I flushed it, it's like a pedal.
Yeah.
Right? But everything was stuck still.
They give you the thing to wash it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have that little sprayer.
You
so
have, you had the terrible chili then.
So,
that's the honey
but
wagon.
I was already leaving, man. And then, I like to leave right away, bro, when I take a dump. But I didn't leave right away. I went to go sign up and lollygag with some fools. And then when I was leaving,
right.
I saw the PA guy with the plunger, bro, and the scrub and the soap.
Fuck.
And that's when was just finished cleaning it. He just looked at me all sweaty.
Damn, that was his job.
And then he looked at me like, I looked at him, he looked at me, and he just put his head down. And I said, hey, man, so you've seen my work before, huh?
Oh.
You want to autograph your plunger, puto?
That's gross.
What's the biggest dump you ever took on a set? Well, they say this.
I don't think
you're
going to get this question on any other interview.
I want you to have fun, bro.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever taken like that big on set. But like at home, I'll mess up my toilet.
Bro, you have your mom on the line. She said you left something at home this morning.
No, no, like I'm serious, bro. Like, all right, you go first. What's your biggest?
Oh man,
you go first.
Go like this.
Oh, me, bro.
Me
when I was like, because I'm vegan also, but I also like was going through hemorrhoids, so I was like holding back a lot, bro, because I don't want to get raped by a log, you know, so it hurts, it burns. But I held it in for 3 days, bro.
Oh, God.
Have you guys ever seen that bit, that commercial with Colin Blow?
That's Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Look it up, bro. Oh. But it almost made it out of the toilet, bro.
Oh, wow.
I had to flush twice and then, like, stab it, bro.
You had to cut it in half?
I had to cut it in half. Oh, yeah. My God. You know how that
I do.
Gross.
I had to pour hot water in that motherfucker, bro.
That makes it smell worse.
I had to give it a name and tell it goodbye.
Bro, I got so scared because I didn't.
I had a little corn on top.
I took one and I got so scared. I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I don't know what to do. It's not going down. And she comes in. She's like, what the f-? And then she goes up and she's like, you have to cut it.
I'm
like,
a lot of cookies, huh?
I don't know what I ate. Probably pupusas or something. Like, you have to cut it. And I was like, I don't know how. And so I made her do it. Just kidding. She gave me the thing. She was like, here, you do it. I'm not doing it. So then I went in there and I cut it in half and ran away. And I came back again and then flushed it. And it worked. But it was like the whole toilet, man. It was like that big. It was nuts.
You guys need to take those shits to Denali Park.
I took a photo of it.
Yeah, you got it.
That was like a
photo?
Yeah.
What did you do with it?
I sent it to my friend.
Hell yeah, man.
See, girls can't do that. Yeah, I have never taken a picture of a shit and sent it to a friend. I've never farted around a girlfriend. None. Nothing like that.
I don't do
that.
No.
Yeah. Just you. You're special.
Dang.
Only you, because I can't escape you at home. You're at home. You're there.
It's funny, but like we have like two restrooms.
Uh-huh.
And like, which restroom are you going to go to, right? And she always takes like the closer one. So I got to run farting over to my restroom.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just runs out, bro.
It sucks, man.
You shit yourself before, huh? You have the face of someone who shit himself.
In high school,
you have the face of someone who shit himself.
In high school, I did, yeah.
Fuck. That's too old, bro.
In high school, you shit yourself?
I thought it was a fart. I thought it was a fart. Oh, I didn't know shit.
Would your mom put it too much butter on your
Johnny Roque.
Johnny
Appleseed. Was it in first period, second period?
I was at my friend's house after school. I saved it up.
Yeah, my son does not go to the bathroom at school all day.
That's gross.
And then he waits to go at home.
I used to do that because the bathrooms at school are terrible.
Yeah, like he doesn't, but he's like, I guess he's afraid of who might be in there or something.
I always the dude that looks down and shit, like walks through the bathroom, you're checking the shit out.
You still do that in our house. You still bully us like that at our house. Isaac's in the bathroom taking a long time in there and you're like, what are you doing in there? Or I'm in the bathroom. We have no door in our bathroom, in our master bathroom. And he comes walking by. Oh, I take a shit, blowing it up, huh? You don't need to know all that.
Shitting it, huh?
That's love. That's love.
Gross.
Just gassing you up.
Like sometimes Rodrigo's room stinks.
Damn.
Rodrigo, I would imagine it's all the time.
He has a nuclear asshole. Fucking Rodrigo's bad.
You stay with him sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
No, but sometimes we have to have them share a room every once in a while.
Yeah.
like when there's no budget or whatever for that city. Mm-hmm. But it's not as much anymore now. We can get a room for Johnny. But sometimes he would stay with him, right?
Once or twice.
And he just fart and it stunk up?
Oh, I know.
It's gross.
It's like it's a random one, too.
Or do you come in after he's done it and something happened?
You're rolling one up and it smells like... Oh. It smells like... Like, you know, when you take a shit, right, and, like, you just say, like, you didn't, you put the toilet paper and you hid it somewhere, but now it's smelling. That's what it smells like. And it won't go away.
Then
the room is cold, so it stays there.
Oh, fuck, his room's always freezing.
Can we move
man.
On from shit talk?
He always farts. He always farts.
I know, we started with a news story about shit, but, like.
All right, here we go.
You think Shazam poops?
Killing me.
Nah.
Don't Shazam.
Tell me, Shazam. Okay, we had a discussion. Did we resolve this discussion?
How? Shazam?
I haven't seen the movie, but
Shazam
I used
Captain
to watch.
Shazam and Captain Marvel are two different writers and two different times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, what?
Shazam and Captain Marvel are two different writers.
Yeah.
And two different times.
Mm-hmm. All for DC, though.
Captain Marvel.
All for DC.
Yeah, Captain Marvel, whoever came up with that comic book, remember we read?
Right,
that
but they used
too close to Superman.
Right. Mm. But the only thing that was the same was that Captain Marvel used the word Shazam.
Yeah.
But Shazam is a whole different character. He wasn't Captain Marvel.
Shazam was a little boy that turned into Shazam.
Right.
Captain Marvel was always Captain Marvel without the little boy.
Right.
Mm.
But when they were sued or there was a fight.
They were calling him Captain Marvel
in
Shazam for a while.
Yeah.
But then they were like, no, wait, we have a character named Captain Marvel.
No,
Superman
said, my comics, whoever made Superman said, that
DC.
Fucking character is too close to fucking Superman.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He has the same fucking power. He flies, does everything the same. We got to change it. So then that fool became Shazam later on, right?
But Captain Marvel still exists.
I don't know.
Well,
don't tell us, Johnny. Do you know more? You're a comic book guy.
Shazam's the name of a wizard that gives the kid the power.
Right.
And like eventually he
So there's no Greek god is there involved in this one.
Well, the Greek gods are the powers that he receives calling out Shazam's name.
Right.
So, but he eventually takes on the name of Shazam.
But is he ever Captain Marvel?
Well, in the earlier ones, he was.
On the I only know the TV show from the 70s.
It changed twice.
And
Captain Marvel, the name of Shazam.
Yeah,
it used to be
so.
Captain Marvel. Before, and I think it was before they were even DC Comics, I think. They were like,
look it up.
Something else.
Well, like I did.
American
did
company
look this
or something
up,
like
but
that.
It was still confusing.
Yeah, but it was, I think AC, or I think it was Action Comics. Mm-hmm. I think it was when around that
Action
time.
Comics.
Action Comics.
Yeah.
And that's when they were.
Which was Superman's first.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when they had him as Captain Marvel, and then they got into a lawsuit, I think. So then they had to kind of take back the name.
Is.
And at one point, they had his logo just be like a square or like a circle because they couldn't put like the Captain Marvel thing, I guess, on the title. And they didn't want to get into any legal issues. So then later on, I know that Shazam became his own thing,
mm-hmm.
separate after that whole like lawsuit thing. And there was, I think, one where it was just about the adult version. And then there was like two other ones, like Shazam Tall, Shazam Big or something like that. Which, and then there was another Marvel family, but it was like slimmed down. It was Captain Marvel Jr., Mary Marvel, and like the bunny or something.
The Marvel family.
And Tawny.
And then Captain Marvel became part of some other family. There it is. That was there.
Wiz Comics, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, man, Shazam was my favorite
but
movie.
But see, Marvel's Captain Marvel was entirely different.
Yeah, it's very mm-hmm. different. And,
yeah.
You know.
An alien hero came the Conqueror before. Yeah, same story of Superman. An alien.
Yeah. So it's not the same guy as Shazam, though. And that's what you kept saying at first, and I was confused.
Yeah, Marvel, Captain Marvel from Marvel's thing.
Well, that's also
similar to Superman.
Yeah.
Like they had to like scrap the name too because those two movies came out around the same time.
Yeah, and with Shazam, this one's based off of the New 52 mm-hmm. comic book, which I don't know if you guys have read.
Yeah,
but and then a lot of their newer stuff that they're writing right now, I'm assuming is where they're trying to head with the story. So. That'll be cool.
Oh, man, I'm excited for part two.
Did you audition for that movie?
For Shazam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they gave it to you.
No, I had to shoot for it.
Like
I'm not that big yet. They don't just hand me roles.
You know,
I'm not Felipe.
I hear people that just said, people don't hand me roles.
I know.
A couple of them they have.
I know Pauly Shore. Shout out to Pauly Shore.
The ones you did this week, they handed to you. And
Shout out to Pauly Shore, man. Man, it's funny when people like throw your name out and they actually put you in the movie.
Good dude.
Hey, bro, you ever get there like, you're working in a movie and there's like these chicks with one lines trying to make sure they get that one line in. Scene stealers, I call them.
Or get an extra line.
they get in front of you like, I want to be in a scene with him. And you think they like you, but they just want to be in a scene with you.
Just get their face.
Just walk.
That's what I noticed when I was a superstar. I want to be in a scene with him. And like, bitch, you're in the show all week.
Yeah.
You're in every episode. You're going to see what me for.
A lot of the fans like you.
They want to be funny, huh? I hope they bring me back, bro. They've been demanding.
Man, I hope so, too.
Yeah, fans have been asking for you to return, but they keep
I wrote my own episode, bro. I get deported and never come back.
That's crazy.
Backstory.
Thank you for Corelio Fuentes. Corelio. Yeah, it's me, Cody.
Cody. That's funny. That's funny
yeah.
that it's for Corelio.
See, I made up my own. I know how to write myself in, Jovan. That's what thinking about. I'm also going to be in the Venom Part 2, bro. I play Carnage Asada.
Carnage Asada, that's good.
So what's next, man, for Jovan, bro?
What's up? Are you so,
fucking movies and shit?
Yeah.
Gonna blow up like Chris Farley? I'm going to end up being in your movies, bro, playing your grandfather one day.
we'll put you in Shazam, too. You'll be the Mexican Santa.
I'll be somebody, bro.
You remember Santa Claus? Who watched the movie? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You
remember
it?
Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus? Yeah. He freaks out throughout the entire movie.
Shh, spoiler.
You do a lot of impersonations?
Me?
Yeah.
In my spare
time. They're fluffy right now. That was pretty good.
I do Barack Obama a lot.
I could tell you could change your voice. Do give them Barack.
Now, to tell you what it's like to be a man, you have to do these things and... To be Barack Obama, you have to kind of that's do this good, thing and dog. This wine. And let me be clear. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Bro, I want you to watch the full Gabriel Iglesias' first special.
Oh, my God.
Copy it.
Okay.
And then you're going to take off as a comedian.
He's not trying to be a comedian.
I don't want to.
Just hang out with goofy-ass friends, bro. And whatever they do, make it into an act.
John, you want to hang out?
Let's do it.
That is the process.
All right.
Do you still have to keep your acting chops fresh? Do you still take acting classes?
Not anymore. No.
You're just a bad motherfucker, huh?
Yeah, I just go based off of my own thing. But if there is a role where I feel like it's a little intense, I will take coaching. I'm not like, you know, stubborn. I'm not like, I know everything type of thing. There's always room for learning. And I feel like the day you stop learning is when you should stop acting.
Yeah, man. I take acting class every week, bro. Mm-hmm. Still can't remember no lines.
You don't try all the time that much.
There you go.
You don't.
Acting's hard.
You don't sit and memorize. I don't think you have it in you to sit still colors, and memorize.
Is it hard for you to memorize lines?
No, you know what?
No, he just doesn't sit and want to stare and memorize lines.
Once I know my actions, mm-hmm. and I know what I really got to say, what I'm saying, or whatever I'm trying to comprehend to my whoever I'm talking to,
yeah,
I know what to say because.
Yeah, like once you know the process, it's easier for you.
Because when I was shooting on Monday, I got I was nervous about not getting the lines done, but then I took my time and I gave my little dude a little hug. Like, he was my buddy. I kept hugging him, you know, and fucking with him till I finally got like in a comfort zone where he is my friend in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And in the scene, I just, he's not my fucking friend in real life, bro, but I was just fucking with him, hugging him, bro. Then I got all warm. Then I realized that he is my friend.
Yeah.
So we started walking down. I actually added more physical stuff. And but the last take we did was, you know, they film you close up, the sides, and then they shot one from far away. When they shot it from far away, the wide shot, bro, I nailed my lines, bro. Like, I've been like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
And they could use that dialogue to put it in when I fucked up. But, yeah, man, I nailed it, dog. I look good. My win a Netflix award.
Dude, is it like the comfort that really makes it easier to learn lines?
Yeah, but see, man, what's tough for me is that I'm a stand-up comedian, bro. So I crave, bro, acceptance, bro. I crave immediate affection, mm-hmm. immediate interaction, immediate laugh. Immediate attention.
Yeah.
You know, like most comics, so whenever I do my lines and they say cut, I look around to see who laughs.
That feedback, the response. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I demand fast feedback, bro. If I do a joke and a line, I always pause until I go into my next line. Because I want an applause break.
But a lot of comics do that when they start to become actors. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld was doing it. Like, just a lot of people do it because you're waiting for the laugh.
This time I was good, bro. I took my time, bro. Because I didn't rush it. You know, man?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm getting gooder. How about you, bro? What, how do you prepare yourself for that role, man?
Well, obviously for Shazam, I had to do my research. I looked up some comic books. I read New 52, Flashpoint, Kingdom Come. And just a couple other ones, just to kind of, you know, brush up on the universe, mm-hmm. and just, you know, the tone and the character that I got, Pedro Peña. He's so new. There's no like real description. It's just like shy Latino, asthmatic, and that was it. And it was like, you know, there's nothing crazy to go off of. So I just kind of made up my own thing, my own backstory, where like maybe there's something where that happened with his family, so he ran away, or like, mm-hmm. something like that, or maybe his parents are both dead.
Because you're an orphan, right?
Yeah,
you're an
one of and the he's orphans. Got that Bruce Wayne life, you know. But
damn, that's funny.
So because he's quiet, so there's got to be a reason why he's quiet. You know, he's to himself. But but yeah, you just do that randomly.
Yeah, what is that?
Is it like his timer every 15 minutes?
Well, I'm sure somebody said RTD2 whistle. So
oh, okay.
You did it already. That's why he said it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So yeah, I just do my research, and then going on set, you know, David Sandberg, he's amazing to work with. He's definitely helped guide whenever. But it's funny because you were talking about how like that you need that immediate like response where you feel like you did good. That's how I felt on this set, because like I would do some things, and then I'm like, what did you think about that, David? And he's like, it's good. And I'm like,
yeah,
you're not more. Telling me it's great.
You sound like you mean it.
I did a movie, bro, where they were giving away hilarious to everybody.
Yeah,
like I got after my scene off Philip, that was hilarious. He had the whole crew laughing. And on the way home, I think, man, I wonder how many times they said that today. Lisa said they gave everybody hilarious.
They did, like even like the bridesmaids or whatever. That was hilarious, and I was like, no, it wasn't.
What's up for show dates? This weekend, I'll be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Isleta Resort.
That's Isleta.
Isleta Resort, April 27th, this Saturday. It's going to be Rodrigo Torres, Martin Rizzo, Larry Bubbles Brown?
Yeah. No.
Chuck Bartel. He's back with the white hair. Lincoln, California, Sacramento area. May 4th at Thunder Valley Casino. Larry Bubbles Brown.
Yes.
Rodrigo Torres.
Yes.
Johnny Roque. Yes. Los Angeles. All Spanish show at the Comedy Store, May 16th. All Spanish. Todo Español. We have Jack El Argentino there. And we have Martin Rizzo killing it in Spanish.
Ooh. Martin Rizzo's been on fire in Spanish lately.
He's on fuego.
I think he's got a stronger career in Spanish than he does in English. They loved him, man, at all those Spanish
they
shows.
They did, man. So Irvine, hard. California, Irvine Improv, May 23rd to 26th. Salinas, California. Fox Theater, baby, May 31st. Stockton, California. The Bob Hope Theater, June 1st. Ready for Salinas.
Those tickets are on sale this Thursday, tomorrow, and this won't air again until Friday, but it's live right now. But wait. Tomorrow they go on sale for fans with the code word hambre.
The bad hambre tour.
HAMBRE. And you can get tickets pre-sale from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. But on Friday, the public on sale starts. And you don't need a password for that.
It's called the bad hambre tour.
Bad hambre mm-hmm. tour.
Bro, I know you did Shazam and all that, man, but did they give you like any cool gifts?
From Shazam?
Yeah, that you could give it to us.
For you.
Like a nice jacket. Or jackets.
They gave us, as a wrap gift, they gave us a backpack, and it was pretty cool. Okay. And then they gave us this water bottle thing, and I have some comic books that I could actually give you.
I'll take them.
We don't want
any. I don't know if my mom has one. No, I have plenty. I have a whole box, because I actually went to an elementary school, and I asked them for a box that I could give out to kids.
I don't want any comic books in the house, because they're just going to lie. Shazam! Gonna lay all over the floor and everything.
It's Freddy's journal. After you watch the movie, you'll kind of understand. But all the families are in it, so it's got a little family tree. It's kind of cool.
Johnny, what you got going on, bro? Besides the shower,
I got Sobriety Culture Friday. It's just some little fucking show.
You did a show last night.
Yeah.
How'd they go?
That was dope. Skip Town. Roger Lopez. God love the guy. Threw me up. Love him.
Roger Lopez. If Chai Rivera and me had a baby, it would be Roger Lopez.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We should have him on the podcast.
Shout out to Roger Lopez. We should.
But we don't have any
He's
openings.
He's from Isla Negra of Inglewood.
I think South LA. So like
yeah. South Central. South Central. Yeah.
But go watch Roger Lopez comedy. Funny ass dude.
We should
also
have him on the podcast.
That gay dude
maybe
pretty
in June.
Funny too.
Daniel Webb.
You know
or
him?
Or David Webb.
David Webb.
Daniel Webb, I think it is.
He's funny.
He was funny.
Who was your favorite comedian growing up? Felipe Esparza.
For sure.
Did you watch Kid Locos?
No.
No?
No. I think I didn't really get into
comedy.
You're
afraid to be Mexican? No.
Yeah.
No.
You I think get he's that too shit? Young to have watched Kid Locos.
He's way too young. Because people.
What
watch,
year did that come on?
Time,
what
I
year
saw,
was that? 90s? 1990s? Late 90s?
I saw people in my
born.
Show.
He was too young.
When you were born?
2000.
2000?
Ooh. That was after, right?
2000.
You started comedy in like 95. Yeah. Third child. No, he was born in 93. So you were already. Oh. When was.
Ouch.
When were you on Que Locos?
98 to 2000.
Yeah, he was too young.
Yeah, I know. I watch comedy specials now, but. A lot of the ones I watch, just random ones.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch a Chris Rock one, and then I'll go some random person that I don't know, but I guess they're kind of big because they have a Netflix special. But
how do you feel about comedy? Because you're that age like my son. Mm-hmm. What do you think of – like, do you think that people who are, like, Instagram comedians, you know, who do funny skits and stuff, do you think those people are comedians just the same as, like, a stand-up comic like Felipe or Gabriel or Chris Rock or – do you see them the same? Or do you,
they're very different. No, they're very different.
Because some kids think that's a comedian, you know, when they tag somebody like that, you know?
No, those are just like, they're kind of like the Viner type of people where it's like they are creative people and they have good content that they'll come up with in their mind and then they'll record it and it's like rehearsed or they have a couple takes. With stand-up comedy, it's like something you, you know, you practice and then you just go up there and, you know, you're in front of a crowd. And whether they like it or not, you can't control. You got to just go with it.
Well, a lot of those Viners or YouTubers or whatever, or Instagram stars, like what they'll do, though, often, not all the time, but often some of those people will take a joke that already exists from a comic and turn it into a sketch. And people don't even know because they're
That's
too
right.
young to know the comedy source of that. And
it's
that
my funeral joke.
No, that somebody did your, not the Life Raft joke.
Yeah.
Well, but they didn't do it. They did an actual life raft opening up and then had the meme up there of what was going, you know, when you take a woman home from the club, whatever. It was his joke, but just visually.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it was Instagram.
Shout out to Javier Pompa.
Javier Pompa. Oh, where are you?
Is that your cousin or something?
No, because he said what I was trying to say. Because that was the line from Mad Dog Glory. The reason I'm a stand-up comedian because I crave instant gratification over actual achievements.
Feels so good.
I need to watch that movie.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Javier Pompa, no relation to Jeep Pompa.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
He's a little bear.
We got to go.
So what's up, fool? What you got next? We're talking about that?
Yeah, you did.
What's your next movie, bro? You tell us Endgame? What's how they end?
I don't know. I haven't watched that, but I see posters everywhere now. Everybody's excited. So, my next project, I know I'm attached to a couple scripts. I don't know what's happening with them as of right now, but one is being pitched to NBC. It's a predominantly African-American Latino cast, so maybe we'll throw you in there.
Yeah,
and
man.
And it's actually shooting as a pilot, or they're just...
It's a pilot, for NBC.
I mean, the guy that sleeps outside the bus stop, bro.
But it's being pitched to NBC and Oprah Winfrey, so we'll see which one picks it up. And then as far as, like, just next projects, I'm auditioning. I got a couple meetings. General meetings with Nickelodeon, Animation, DreamWorks. So we'll see what's coming.
What would you tell a young kid that wants to be an actor, bro, that has a mom that's not motivated?
Get emancipated? I don't know.
Divorce your parents.
Yeah, well, if
you
it's something...
Can you take an acting club, pick up an acting book?
If it's something that you're really passionate about, I would say find an agent and, you know, get guidance and find a manager once you start booking so that, you know, you're not alone in this business because that's something that you definitely need. You need a team. And that's something I'm thankful that I have. I have my agents, my PR, my manager. So if I don't know what's going on, I'll like go to my lawyer. I'll be like, does this sound right to you? He's like, no, we got to do this, this, and that. So definitely get a team.
Good advice.
Que right. chingon, call my lawyer. What's up,
I Johnny
boo?
To be your lawyer.
You got Johnny right here with the curls. Lisa right here looking fine as hell. What's up, fool? Thank you very much, man. Where can people find your music? What's your Twitter, first of all?
My Twitter and Facebook and everything else is Jovan Armand. That's J-O-V-A-N-A-R-M-A-N-D. Instagram is Jovan Armand Official. So.
All right, man. What's up with that chain, bro? Is that real diamonds?
I don't know. You have the little beeper? Anyone got the beeper?
Beep, beep. It's a badass chain.
Yeah.
I want to start wearing chains too, bro. I'm too afraid of getting snatched.
No, I think this is from a sponsorship. It's from
badass. What's up, fool? Got the little ring and a pinky. You're going to kiss the Indian. That's to let everybody know in Boyle Heights, East LA, bro. When I walk in, kiss the pinky. Legit. Lisa Esparza right here. We got Johnny, Jovan Armand. Hey, man, if anybody want acting classes from a decent person, go to Deborah Lyman.
Lemon.
Deborah Lemon acting class.
L-E-M-E-N.
I've been going to her for 4 years. I think I got more acting class than I do Rose.
And if you guys want to get your kids on a hit show on Disney, pay $5,000 and you can be Felipe.
Oh, yeah.